this might get weird.
Are we rolling?
We're rolling.
Well, then cheers, Grace Helbig.
Cheers, Mamrie Hart.
You guys, woo. It's a morning podcast. It's a whole vibe. Mm-hmm. We've got coffee, baby. You've got tea or half
coffee? Caffeine? I got half caffeinated coffee.
You guys, she's booting back up.
Move it. I know. I was kept thinking it's only a matter of time before I just start inserting the full caffeine. But the half caff, big fan. I don't have the anxiety. I think I've said this before on the podcast. I didn't realize how much anxiety I actually had from coffee. Is that Beans trying to get in the door?
Yeah, sorry, guys. Both dogs are home right now. Beans is staring through the door. Like,
she's looking
like
she's in a little puppy orphanage and needs to be let out.
I'm taking a video to put on Patreon to show. Hey, Beans.
She just walked up and has started staring through this door like the saddest little lady.
She'll figure it out. The thing is about Beans is she's... girl, because of all the vet stuff.
Yeah.
She's 4.6 pounds.
That's insane.
She's less than like the lightweight you use where you're like, this is the lightest weight I've ever felt in my life.
Yeah.
She's, oh my God, Beans, you quit staring at me. I mean,
the door's cracked open too. So she just pushed it a little bit.
Well, that's the thing about Beans is that she thinks that she is a St. Bernard.
Yeah.
So there will be a crack, and unless there's like a solid foot.
Yeah.
Of like extra wiggle room. She has no idea.
Yeah, she doesn't put it together yet.
Oh, man. She has body dysmorphia. God bless her.
She's a real girl.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay, we got to handle this because otherwise I'm just going to be staring at Beans, staring at us, wondering how this door opens for her. Okay, there you go, Beans. Come on in, you little creeper. Come on.
I realized
in.
We were going to do the podcast with an audience today, but here we are, a live studio audience of Beans and Larry.
And she's out.
And she's gone.
And she didn't want to be here.
The thing about dogs is they want to be exactly where they aren't.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I was doing therapy over Zoom the other day, and I always kick Goose out of my office for it.
You don't want her to know the things you're saying about her.
I don't need her to judge me more than she does. I can hear, will just sniff under the door and will audibly sigh that she's left out, and then we'll like throw her body against the door just to like lay down.
Oh.
So it just sounds like someone's trying to break into the room, but she's just like laying her full body weight against there out of protest. Very cute.
You know who I miss?
Hmm.
But I don't miss the process. Penelope the pig. My audition coach.
Someone just brought that up the other day.
I know. And I was like, yes, I did go to an audition coach who had a pig that would break in all the time.
Yeah.
I don't miss auditioning, but I hope Penelope's doing well.
She's doing well. I don't know if you want to fix the top of your bangs a little bit.
Are they going crazy?
They were going a little crazy.
The baby hair craziness. I'm at that weird phase right now where I'm growing out my bangs and then, you know, every single day, deciding if I want to cut them back or not, you know. But right now I'm doing the like middle part vibe.
Nice.
However, they're just long enough to where they'll fall, like they fall back in.
What are they called? Curtain bangs?
No, but they're doing the opposite. They're curving in, so they're Devon Sawa bangs.
Oh no! Oh no, yeah. Oh, the curls on each side. Oh, the very Dawson's Creek early era.
It's rough. I keep just being like, you guys, why don't you like turn out like a little villain mustache? But they come in full tiger beat.
Oh no.
It's a rough time anyway.
Fun.
We had a double date this weekend.
Yeah, we did.
So
it was
cute.
Really fun and not even intended. But we ended up at the bar at the Cheesecake Factory.
Yes, you guys, we were going to Japanese barbecue, all you can eat, as we've said on here before.
Yeah.
We go in with a mission and we leave with a stomach ache.
Chip, wow. Elliot's body was not okay for a day.
Really?
After. Yeah. We were supposed to like have a Zoom with our other friends and we had to cancel on it. it was just too much. I mean, it was a lot of meat.
A lot of meat.
We got what we asked for.
Yeah.
Lots and lots of options.
Chip goes into an all-you-can-eat. Truly. Not
like he's on a game show.
Yeah.
And he's got something to win over this restaurant.
It's man versus food. And also, if that restaurant goes out of business next week, I'd be like, yeah, Chip came and ordered for a table of four. But when we got to the place, they were on an hour and a half wait. So we were like, well, let's walk somewhere and you know, like sit somewhere and have a cocktail or something. And we ended up at the like a mirage in the desert.
Yep.
Everything was packed. It was a Saturday night.
Yep.
And we peeked into a bustling Cheesecake Factory with a packed lobby. And yet, the full empty bar.
The entire bar was empty. I was like, this is like the seas have parted and have been calling us with their siren song to these chairs right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very fun. I especially loved. So Elliot and I are going to Vegas.
You guys, Grace Helbig is officially back. When you she is planning a random weekend in Vegas, let's fucking go.
We're going on Thursday because we love to throw things in last minute. I have family coming to town for a bit in a couple weeks. So we were like, let's go do something. Vegas is easy. Let's do that. Because also, I realized I haven't been on a plane in like a year.
Oh, and wow. Yeah. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah. I didn't think about that until we started booking the flights. And I was starting to get anxiety of being like, whoa, I'm so out of practice with this. At least this flight will be short.
Yeah.
So
it's up, it's down.
Yeah. An easy first flight back. But we had started looking into like all of the rewards cards at like different casinos. And we were telling you guys about it at the bar. And then suddenly... the bar manager just, I hear Encore and Wynn have the best cards.
Yeah.
We're like, what?
We weren't interacting with this man at all. Also, how generous of you to say bar manager.
Was he not? Was he the bartender?
I think bartender, but he could be the bar manager. But like, we are not talking to him at all. I've ordered a Skinnylicious Cosmo.
Yeah, I'm back on my skinny Long Island iced tea bullshit.
You and Chip both. I've never seen him order a Long Island iced tea in my entire 6.5 years together.
And probably still not, because I don't know if that is considered one whenever they pour
there. I
don't
know what's in there. Splenda. But he all of a sudden is just like, well, the Wynn and the Encore have the best rewards program. And we're like, oh, hello, Pasadena, middle-aged bartender who loves to go to Vegas.
Yeah, just and eavesdrop. He's like, MGM is pretty great, but Wynn and Encore, you get the best stuff. Well, and then continue to talk like head down while he's like restocking glassware. And I was like, wow. That came out of nowhere. But honestly, I trust that guy.
The way that guy's vibe is
wasn't
who
even
you
like,
listen to
you
for Vegas.
You guys going to Vegas? It was just like brass tacks. Here are the best rewards programs. Here's what used to be the best, but here's what is the best now. No follow-up questions.
No follow-up.
Didn't want to know anything else about us as customers or guests.
No.
Went, but disappeared as quick as he came.
I'm kind of regretting not asking him more stuff.
I know.
Like, who has the best machines? Like, are there more pony games besides these two casinos?
Right. We looked up. There's, because we're going to be at Cosmo, at the Cosmopolitan.
Oh, I haven't stayed there in a minute.
Same. Haven't stayed there since the last time we stayed there.
Since we saw Britney Spears and had the craziest Uber ride of our lives?
Yes. And I decided now is time to make new memories
at
that place. But that said, haven't been in that area of the strip for a while. And Elliot looked up that they did a Fortune Cup, the Tiny Pony Games, but I think they got rid of it like a year ago.
Damn.
So who knows? He doesn't know how accurate that is, but we're very excited. Also, if anyone has hookups in Vegas and wants to slide into my DMs for like, I'm talking dinners, shows, let me know. We are only just starting to figure out what the heck we're going to do.
See, you have a level of tact because even though we did essentially like a grad school, we did a full lesson on
TED Talk.
Trying to get free shit. I love that you're still like, slide into my DMs.
Well, I sent an email to the concierge at Cosmopolitan. Haven't heard back.
Oh, I've never had luck with the Cosmo.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to get anything back. I did slide into the DMs at Hell's Kitchen and at Lisa Vanderpump's Caesar's Cocktail Garden. Zero response.
Did you say in the Lisa Vanderpump DM, hi, I'm Grace
I said I love me some pump rules.
Well, you should have said, I've also been a guest on Lisa's podcast.
Yeah, maybe I should have said that.
Like, that's a different level.
Oh, God. It is so stressful. I fired these three things off on Sunday. It's now Tuesday. And I'm like, oh, I really expected that to work. I guess it didn't.
I believe in you. The week is early. Yes. I believe in you. Oh, but here's a very important thing about the Cheesecake Factory.
Mm-hmm.
Is that we ordered some spinach and artichoke dip.
Yeah, we did. And guess what? It was delicious. I don't know if I was starving, which probably added to it, but it didn't disappoint.
Look, the fact is, per last week, my number one will always be the Hillstone Group / Houston's spinach and artichoke dip. The Cheesecake Factory one, delicious. You know what they need to do, though?
What?
A bubbly top.
Yeah.
It gets served like slop.
Yeah.
And you need to put some cheese on top and hit it with a 2-minute broil.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
I said it.
I agree. That could help. But it was delicious. We all gathered around like a bunch of hyenas and ate it like we hadn't eaten all day.
Oh, because we hadn't.
Yeah, it was true. Yeah, we waited a lot longer for the table at a Korean barbecue than we expected.
Japanese barbecue, but yes.
Oh, Japanese.
It was delish.
Hungry Root is your partner in healthy living. It's the easiest way to get fresh, high-quality groceries and simple, healthy recipes delivered to your door. You take a fun short quiz. We all love fun short quizzes. And Hungry Root will get to know your personal health goals. What do you like to eat? What kitchen appliances do you even have? And more. Then they'll build a personalized cart with all of your grocery needs for the week and give you delicious recipe recommendations to put those groceries to good use. They'll recommend recipes and groceries based on your personal tastes, but each order is fully customizable. You can take their suggestions or you can choose anything you want. They've got fresh produce, high quality meat and seafood, pantry staples, healthy snacks, sweets, ready to eat meals, kids snacks and meals, and so much more. Our last Hungry Root box had a grilled chicken sweet kale salad that took 2 minutes to put together and was absolutely delicious. Don't get me started on the juicy baked chicken and sweet potato on a broccoli bed, okay? We are eating healthy in the Helbig Morgan household. When we can. Everything from Hungry Root follows a simple standard. It's got to taste good, be quick to make, and contain whole, trusted ingredients. Save hours planning, shopping, and cooking. Hungry Root delivers food that you'll love. Right now, Hungry Root is offering, this might get weird listeners, 40% off your first delivery, 40, and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/TMGW to get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. Again, that's hungryroot.com/TMGW. Don't forget to use our link so that they know that we sent you.
Anyway, I need to know something.
Okay.
Has Charlotte the Stingray given birth?
Oh, I haven't caught up with that because one, I saw that Hank went on, Hank Green Science Extraordinaire went on a big thread about like what the reality is of her pregnancy.
Okay.
And apparently it was like a little bit less, it's like very, very inbred is apparently what it means. It was my takeaway from reading his thread. It's way more nuanced than that.
That is, but he's so like, North Carolina slander.
He's like, everyone that's expecting like a clone or like a shark stingray baby, it's not that. It's way, way more inbred than that. Which
what?
I was like, oh, this dampens this fairy
this
tale
got sad.
A little bit. But I appreciate the reality of the science. So I haven't kept up with that. However, in the same lines, I'm like, I currently have open a live stream of the Big Bear Bald Eagle Nest. Have you heard about this?
No, but I feel like about once every 2 years, you get obsessed with the live animal cam.
Well, this one is big right now.
Okay.
There's 33,000 people watching this right now. There's an eagle's nest in Big Bear. Here, I'll show it to you. And
whoa, wait, is that him right now?
Right now. This is live because the eagle has three eggs that she's sitting on that were, I don't know if hatched is not the right word because they're not hatched yet.
She laid three
eggs at the end of January. It takes 35 days-ish for the eggs to hatch, which would be literally like around now. So everyone is on what it's called pip watch, which is the hatching process. So everyone's on this pip watch. This eagle's name is Jackie. Her husband's name is Shadow.
Wait, she has a husband?
Yeah, because the husband, I haven't seen this yet, but Elliot's told me that on the live cam, the husband very rarely will make an appearance, like bring her fish and like regurgitate it to her on camera and everyone loses their mind. And so it's on YouTube and it's just a live stream all day. And when she gets up, someone is monitoring this like all day long because they will crash zoom into the eggs to see if any of them are like about to hatch. And it's like there, and the chat, there's like, it's like its own community.
Yeah,
there's so many people in the chat just being like, good morning everyone, we're so excited for Shadow and Jackie today, we're wearing our t-shirts. And there's like merch I think you can buy.
I hope so. I hope they aren't just saying, we put shirts on for this.
Yeah, well, it's by, I guess it's operated by Friends of Big Bear Valley, which is a nonprofit organization. So they're the ones that are running this whole live stream for everyone. And there's, like, this is 33,000 people watching now.
Right now?
Right now. And we started watching it last night. Elliot had heard about it from Steve and turned it on, and I was like, oh my god. And just, it's really fun to see the chat go off. Wait, about everyone.
How do we get Shadow as a guest?
I know, right? Well, there's three eggs there.
Okay.
One was laid on January 25th, one on the 28th, and one on the 31st.
So I didn't know that they spaced them out like that.
I knew nothing about eagles and the way they procreate at all, but now I can get a first, literally eagle's eye view of this nest. It's also just a beautiful image. Like, you know, how people have crackling fireplaces on their TVs in the background?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just kind of nice to have this, like, eagle sitting in this beautiful nest overlooking Big Bear Lake.
Wow.
It's very, yeah. So we've been obsessed with that. Jackie and Shadow, wishing you guys the best.
What a very, like, two very different names.
I know.
Like, Shadow gets to be this, like, you know, eagle figure who's soaring, and he sees his own shadow, and that's Jackie.
Jackie's at the nest, just sitting on the eggs.
Now,
Jackie.
Have we already named the birds, or A, is that bad luck just to make sure they're okay, and B, is it one of those things where you need to see them to know what their real name is? You know, like Kylie Jenner's son.
I'm not sure. There's a lot of, they turn the chat like on and off pretty frequently, I think, just to make sure they can monitor like correct information and stuff. But I'm brand new to this, so I'm not totally sure where everyone's at in terms of naming the babies or who gets the honor of, like, who gets that decision, you know?
Well, is it community-based, or is it the FOBBV?
Right. Is it the scientists or whatever that are watching the eagle, or is it like they put a poll out to the chat?
Wow.
We'll see, but
that's
happening
exciting live.
So by the time this goes out, hopefully we'll see.
You think we could have, I think one of them should be named Pip. I think that's a cute name.
It's a really great name.
Pippin?
When I was like Pip Watch, because I did think that was the name of one of the babies, but no, Pip is the hatching process. Very cute.
Well,
very cute. So I don't know what's going on with Charlotte.
Well, I was going to say, Charlotte, you are inbred old news, bitch. We've got Shadow and Jackie, who are making a family together, not just being so inbred that they're being single parents. I don't even understand. But the fact that she's at a North Carolina aquarium and now they're like claiming it's because she's inbred.
Yeah. I mean,
really,
I
not doing us any favors.
I should check
favors.
In on her.
Yeah, it's okay. She had her moment in the sun.
I feel like there would be more headlines. Well, even SNL did a skit.
You did not just say skit.
I read skit. Charlotte Observer called it a skit. Can you believe that?
You know, I've never once gone home and someone been like, so how's sketch comedy? It'd be like, how's your skits, Mamrie? I saw your skits on YouTube.
Yep.
They're doing pretty good. That one's for you, Tyler Oakley. anywho, the Oscars are this weekend and I haven't seen shit.
Yeah. I saw that and I was like, is that true? Didn't we do the Oscars already?
No.
We've done Are these the last ones?
I think the Oscars are the last of award season,
okay.
But I feel like it keeps on getting pushed back. I thought all this stuff was like earlier in the year, but no, we've done the Golden Globes, did the Emmys because Quinta won like a million things.
Yeah, amazing.
And so good. But we haven't done the Oscars yet, but I like haven't, I really slacked on seeing movies this year.
Yeah, well, we just saw Dune 2 yesterday.
Wait, did you go 4D? Oh,
no, thank God.
Okay.
Because we were supposed to last week. We had got tickets to go see Dune 2 in 4DX, that crazy movie theater that mm-hmm. shakes and like makes rain and all this kind of shit, because Dune was the first movie that we did see in a 4DX. So we're like, let's go back for the second
Full
one.
Full circle.
I was running late that day, so we weren't able to make like the tickets. So we found tickets, regular movie, IMAX movie theater yesterday. Thank God we didn't go to 4DX.
Really?
Like in the IMAX theater alone, one, go out at 11 a.m. on a Monday, fucks up your sense of time, schedule.
Yeah.
Like I kept thinking today was Monday and that we didn't have to podcast. But also that movie, one, amazing, amazing film. And that's from someone that I have no idea I understand maybe like 70% of what I watched.
Oh, I'd have no idea.
Yeah.
And sci-fi, I don't get it.
Yeah. And I was standing when we were waiting for popcorn, reading the Wikipedia synopsis of the first movie, and kept rereading the first two lines because I just could not commit to memory the names of each of the characters to keep them straight.
Well, are they crazy names? Because this is like an alternate planet. Yeah. Are they like Gubalabrus?
Yeah, it's like Star Wars characters, which I don't know if that's offensive to compare or contrast. But this was so good. And the movie theater itself in the intense scenes like reverberated and shook so much. I thought I was going to have... like I was borderline a panic attack.
Yeah.
And I just imagining what it would have been like in 40X for 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Wait.
Would have been like I would have had to leave the experience and I would have been really sad at myself. But I had to honor like my own mental health and physical health.
No, Grace. Okay. As someone who's only been to 40X once with you.
Yeah.
And it was to Super Mario Brothers, which I think it like comes in, is one of those ones that it like it comes in at 90 minutes.
That's like the best movie
what I'm
to
saying.
See in a theater like that.
You would
like
be
that.
Sore yes. after 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Oh, absolutely. I would be full panic attack because even parts of this film I was like very anxious about because a lot of it was like body stuff, which is still really sensitive for me like to watch. I realized that like watching people get like any sorts of like needles or stuff like removed, like their bodies manipulated in some way is like, uh-oh, that's triggering. Okay, I'll just sit here and eat this popcorn furiously.
Oh, man.
But it was also interesting because the trailers for Dune 2, my God, all because you know what? All the trailers for a movie you're watching are all within the tone of the movie that you're watching.
Ideally. Because sometimes you see some and you go, thought I was coming to a rom-com. What the hell is this?
This was like every trailer. My takeaway is, the world is ending and monkeys are going to do something.
Oh, wait. Did you see The Rise of the Apes or whatever it is?
That and King Kong. There's a King Kong movie.
Lots of primates.
And like three other film Twisters.
Oh, it's coming back.
It's coming back. And then two other movies about some sort of global warming thing leading to like the dissolution of society and a civil war at large. Everything was about the world ending with winks and nods to global warming and then monkeys doing something either to protect or hurt the human race. Yeah. So leaves you a bit unsettled as you go into
as you're about to lock into 3 hours of a movie where you're like, oh, and on a Monday morning.
On a Monday morning. And also I forget what it's like to just like share a collective experience with people in a room. Like the movie itself was funny at parts, which I don't think I would have known to laugh at if I was watching by myself at home. So to like hear people laughing at things, I was like, oh, this is really funny because there's a lot of commentary about like religion and stuff, which was really great. But yeah, you like to think that like art has its finger on the pulse of society, and that was a bit of a gloomy outlook on what's to come.
Now let me
for
ask you this:
Earth.
Did Elliot get a hot dog?
No, we got nachos.
Let's get to the important parts.
Yeah, we got popcorn, we got nachos, and Reese's Pieces, and a diet cherry Coke.
I love a diet cherry Coke.
Yeah, was amazing. Amazing.
Sometimes even the smallest actions have a big impact on your life, whether it's smiling at someone passing by, perhaps you made their day, waking up a little earlier, drinking water even perhaps, or practicing a new skill for just a few minutes each day until you're great at it. Small actions can have big benefits, exactly like taking care of your gut can support your whole body health. Seeds DS1 Daily Symbiotic benefits your gut, skin, and heart health in just 2 little capsules a day. It is such a big difference, and you're not sitting there having to take a million different ones. It's just 2 capsules a day. All right, let's talk about your gut for a second, okay? Your body is an ecosystem, and great health starts in your guts, baby. It's the central hub for various pathways throughout the body, all right? Think of it, it's the subway station. There we go. And a healthy gut microbiome means benefits for your digestion, skin health, heart health, your immune system, and more. I see people up on TikTok doing 9
step, even more skincare routines, but I don't see them doing anything for their gut. And guess what? The gut affects it all, okay? Seed is not just something that's going to make your insides feel good, but it's also going to make your outsides look great. Their patented capsule-in-capsule design means fragile bacteria can survive the journey from shipping to your door where it works best in your body. And it gets to where your body really needs it, all without synthetic or chemical coatings, okay? DS1 was developed in collaboration with Seed's scientific board and based on their foundational work in probiotics and the microbiome. If you aren't taking probiotics or prebiotics, what the heck are you doing, y'all? They are best when you use them consistently, like other routine health habits, and Seed's subscription service easily builds DS1 into your routine with no refrigeration needed, okay? That's another big help. So, guys, give it a shot, and here's why you should, because we're hooking you up with a deal. Trust your gut with Seed's DS1 Daily Symbiotic by going to seed.com/TMGW and use code 25TMGW to get 25% off your first month. I'm telling you, I feel better, I feel more regular, and, you know, according to comments I get every day, I'm looking pretty great myself. So that is 25% off your first month of Seed's DS1 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/TMGW, code 25TMGW. See you later. Oh my God. Well, I think that's a perfect transition into my public apology.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You guys, I was mistaking beer cheese and pub cheese. Pub cheese is served cold. Beer cheese is a beer-based nacho cheese that I was not aware of.
Hey, I didn't know the difference either.
The hate that has come my way over the past week was, I mean, unbelievable.
Yeah, it was scathing. There was even my sister-in-law, shout out Emily. Stop. Thank you for listening to the podcast. She was like, tell Mamrie I also have sweat in my sleep lately, and also beer cheese is hot. I was like, thank you, Emily, for having my back.
I will continue to say that I think beer cheese is more of a sauce than a dip, I feel like it's about the pretzel. But you know what? I was wrong on temperatures, and for that, I am sorry.
It takes a big person to say they're sorry, and I appreciate it. I didn't know
why you gotta
better.
Be big? you know what? I did just one more thing on food talk.
Yeah.
I wanted to say food talk. It's food
talking
about food. I can't talk. Listen, y'all really came for me for valedictorian too.
Valedictorian? Is that how you say it?
I say valedictorian.
Valedictorian.
That's what I've always said.
Instead of valedictorian.
I mean, I didn't know you hit the dick so hard in that word. I'm really like valedictorian.
But valid Victorian.
I think I had an
sounds
extra
like
V.
You're giving the okay to like a Victorian era person.
It sounds like a Timothy Chalamet movie.
Yeah.
So anyway, I say a lot of wrong things, but there is another food I would love to give a shout out to today.
Okay. They're listening.
So I helped throw a dinner party for my friend Alex's birthday on Sunday, a spaghetti Western, which I'd love to say that I made up, but I did not. We had seen it online and we were like, what a cute dinner party. We should save that idea for some point. So then we made a big Italian dinner. I had my creme brulee torch.
Hell yeah.
I was firing that puppy up everywhere.
Yeah.
None of the dishes required.
I mean, it looked fun. I saw your post. It looked so fun.
It was a great time. I recommend. But one thing I made and I was like, I don't think these get enough play. Mm-hmm. Stuffed shells.
Ugh, I love stuffed shells.
Thank you.
But I haven't made them, I don't think, ever as an adult. But correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe I have. You guys know better than I do.
Right. Yeah.
My mom used to make them all the time and I didn't like them growing up. But I don't think I was ready for it because they're a bit more mature.
You weren't ready for the ricotta.
I wasn't ready for the ricotta. I wanted spaghetti. Like kids want that. Like that's what they see in cartoons. That there's no stuffed shells in like a episode of Rugrats.
There's no Chef Boyardee stuffed shells.
Right.
Like, it is a thing you hand make. But I made it and it didn't take that much time. But it is like, you know, a little meticulous. But then it came out and I was like, you know why I like it? Because every bite is perfect. You know what I mean? Because it's not like, oh, well, you got the good part of the
lasagna.
Whatever it is. It's like every single one. It's it's democratic.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you
I love
will.
That. I feel like we should People seem to really resonate with these food ranking episodes, which brings me joy because I've found myself driven to a new level of passion when I'm ranking these foods. Yeah. I give such a shit about it.
Me too.
That I think maybe once a month we should have an episode that honors a food ranking, or at least partially.
I agree.
An episode.
I know people have, well, speaking of substantive, people have talked about ranking pastas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the obvious next choice to me.
I think just in general, but we'll give a little space between potatoes, just chips in general.
Yeah. Yes.
Anything chips from the chip aisle, you know, it doesn't have to be potato based. It, yeah. You know, adtaki, like whatever. I think a chip ranking is a good one.
Cereals.
I never eat cereal.
Okay.
But I know it's delicious.
I'm trying to think of like desserts, but desserts is so wide.
Broad.
Yeah. How do you narrow that down to like just ice cream or just cakes or just this?
Baked
I don't know. Baked goods. Yeah. Let us know what foods resonate with you. And maybe we'll figure out like once a month getting really into it. Because I want to make sure I also have time to prepare.
Yeah, I know. It was like, I am telling you, last week I truly was just in hot yoga thinking about dips. when I'm sitting there, and it always happens when I'm sitting there and they're just like, clear your mind, be present.
Yeah.
For the next hour, you are here and treating your body correctly, and let's focus on our breathing. and I'm just like, Oh man, but salsa could be controversial in my head. Also, can I just say that if you go and take yoga,
mm-hmm.
which again, I'm on a new journey and a very inconsistent one, so I'm not bragging that I'm exercising. I'm barely hanging on by a thread. When they tell you to breathe with them, and then they're like, and now exhale through your mouth. Some people going to a yoga class in a town known for having performers.
Yeah.
Is excruciating.
I bet.
Like, I can exhale through my mouth and go, hold it up here, sip in, and they always are like, sip in a little more, which is a weird phrase to me. Sip in a little more, and then exhale through your mouth with an open mouth. And I go, People are like,
it is dramatic.
So annoying. It's the one thing that like I cannot stand. And like there have been a couple times where like Jacqueline and I can't stop laughing.
Oh, I think about wanting to be a person that goes to classes, and I would like to honestly really go eventually with you.
I would love you to.
I think for my own hot flashes to decrease a little bit before I put myself in that scenario, because it might make me way more anxious than calm, at least right now. But I am so hyper aware of to a fault, like myself in those situations, along with everyone else's nuances, that I can't, it's like neurotic. Like I can't not hear someone make a squeaky sound or a someone's stomach and be like hyper fixated now on that noise being
you.
Like in this atmosphere.
Well, because you're an empath. We both are. And so it's like, it's going, oh no, are they embarrassed? Because they know that I heard this. I mean, I'm sitting there going, are people beside me, are they conscious that I'm not doing the big sigh and they think that I'm annoyed?
Right.
And then I skipped a class a couple weeks ago because something came up that I was signed up for. And then Jacqueline texts me after and goes, someone farted.
See, that's my, that's also like my
hot room.
Like that is... I would be so preoccupied with that worry that like I'm going to, or someone else is going to, and it would just make, I would be, oh man. And if they did fart, like I wouldn't be able to recover. No. Like I would have to leave the class.
People would think you're the one who farted.
Right. Because it would be like fart soundboard challenge all over again, where I would just be like, this is the funniest thing that's ever happened. And it's happening right now, but I also want to make sure that person's like doesn't think that this is a big deal. It would be
totally
difficult.
But what I mean,
damn, I well, it's like I went to the dentist last week,
humble brag
and like it was at a lunchtime, but like I hadn't eaten lunch yet, so you're sitting in the chair the whole time and I can feel my stomach like making noises. Also, here's a question: what do you do with your eyes when you go to the dentist?
Oh my God, that's a great question.
Do you close them Do you keep them open?
I normally close them.
I never close them.
No way.
And this past time.
So they, you're just Clockwork Orange staring at them?
That's what I realized is probably a crazy thing to do. This time, though, they, because I haven't been, I've started re-going to the same dentist now. I'm on like a cleaning schedule now.
Yeah.
They give me these little glasses that are like orange lenses.
Okay.
Assuming that I'm keeping my eyes open and looking up. So I guess it doesn't hurt that the light
that
is
makes sense.
There. So now I'm like, okay, they've given me these glasses. I can't close my eyes with these glasses
yes,
on.
Yes, you can.
I
yes,
guess I can. But I also, something about closing my eyes while they're working in my mouth feels like too intimate.
See, I think of it from the perspective of if I were the dentist.
Right. What would you prefer?
Would I want to see everyone's, like, crazed little eyes every time like I accidentally hit a gum, you know, like I would prefer as a dentist for people to keep them closed. And I mean, honestly, if I could, I would go full Uber. You know, they should have a button on you know, when you order an Uber X and you can say your preferred temperature and noise, and I say quiet, quiet and cool, there should be that for dentists where I'm just like, you know what I'd love to do. I mean, obviously, sometimes they need you to do something to like, so you can't like put in a podcast. But I'd love for like the dentist to just zone out, do their thing.
Same.
And not even think about me unless you need me to like spit.
Yeah, exactly that. I mean, it's so much easier to do at the dent. Like I usually, and I was writing about this on Patreon, that I've started to finally feel like I don't have to make small talk in sessions like that, like medical appointments or dentistry appointments.
I mean,
or anything.
Dentist especially, because like you can't.
I can't.
You can't.
Right. But so that's when I realized, like, oh, my eyes are still involved in this conversation by being open. Should I close them? But she gave me these glasses, so I'll keep them open, but I'll just try to stare at this one spot. Oh no, now her face is in the spot that I was staring.
And now you're just making 20 minutes of eye contact with this person?
Yeah, but I'm looking beyond, like soft focus beyond her, but there's no way for me to explain that I'm not looking at her.
Right.
So it's a whole dialogue in my head, but I went and got my eyebrows redone last week.
They look fabulous.
Thanks. They're a little intense. They will start to tone down a little bit, but I went to the same woman I went to before I had treatment. She
consistency
was so,
queen.
I've been trying, and she's so awesome. She's so great. She was like, I prayed for you after you left last time, and I almost started like crying right in her room. But hers is great because I can close my eyes. Obviously, she prefers that. And then she just talks through the entire thing that she's doing. So there's no real even like space for like small talk. And also her stuff is so meticulous. I don't want to like move my face by talking.
Right.
So it was like a very nice like full permission to sit in silence.
Well, maybe we. OK, I think we should make it a goal.
Yeah.
First of all, my first goal is to go back to the dentist because it's been a minute and
but they upsell you. I started asking.
They
them
do.
I started asking them about a new night guard because I grind my teeth and the one that I have is a little bit broken and probably needs to be updated. And they were like, yeah, we can size you for that today. And I was like, how much? And they're like, $1,400. And I was like,
for a mouth guard?
Yeah. I was like, okay, let me actually put a pause on that. I'm not going to do that today. I'm going to have to wait on that because that is wild.
I'll stick a piece of wood in there.
Yeah, exactly.
No, because I told you last time I went, and granted, I'm sure I need, like, you know, I got my teeth cleaned and all that jazz. And based on how I was in Trader Joe's on Saturday and they had like a sample of like a peanut butter drizzle bar and I went like this and felt lightning in my mouth. I was like, maybe it's time to go back. But I know I need to get like a deep cleaning, whatever. Yeah. But like the way they were talking to me, you would think they needed to remove my jaw, like put it in a battery acid. Like they acted like my mouth was inbred Charlotte's.
Yeah.
I was like, you guys, I brush my teeth like 6 times a day.
You
like, I don't take
all the time.
I don't take a bite of something without brushing my teeth. And they truly acted like,
wow,
like it was Larry's mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. They are, the dentist is a silly place. Once I realized like that they upsell you on everything and that it's okay to not say yes to the things they're offering. Because I assume, oh, any sort of medical professional that's offering me something is looking out for my greater good and I should heed this advice. oh, no, you can actually say no and go and think about it and see or get a different opinion.
Well, because you've also just done a year journey of like life-saving doctor work where they weren't like, hey, but if you sign up for two new boobs now, you get 20% off. Exactly. You know, it's truly just like, we are only going to do the bare minimum we need to do so your body doesn't have to be under more stress. Yeah. And with dentists, they're just like, so what, 30 gold teeth?
Uh-huh, exactly. Yeah, it's crazy.
No offense to our dentist listeners.
No, you guys are great. Happy you exist.
Yeah, me too.
Another health thing that's very exciting in my world.
Oh.
I'm going to get strong.
So, yes, we started talking about this on Saturday, and I'm so excited for you.
Elliot has done this. He doesn't love me publicly talking about his... I'm so proud of him. It's all good stuff. Yeah. He's been doing this workout program for like 4 months and it's incredible. And it's called Beast Body. And it's just like a cringy, embarrassing kind of name, but he's doing fucking awesome. And it's mostly like weightlifting kind of stuff, which I've never done consistently before. So he started to teach me this program. Today was day 4. And I am sore, but I am so excited to be like strong.
Yeah.
I've never been like strong in my adult life before.
Do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God. The strong era. I know. The Grace Helbig strong era.
I'm very excited, especially after the last year of just feeling like feeble is like the best way I can describe how I felt even in my like best days to feel like actually strong is like so exciting.
Wait. So here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you work out together or you both do the program at different times?
So we're starting it together because he's showing me what all the different
adjustments
things are. And there's like an app, so much data. So much data.
It's not like a video.
There are videos. If I didn't want to work out with him, I could watch these videos that show me how to do it. But he's like, I'll just show you how this stuff works first. And it's great. And I'm also like, whoa, you're really good at this, that you've been in here privately by yourself for 4 months. And wow, you've gotten really, really good at this. And like, you have good form and you know how to do all of this. It's very fun. So yeah, he's been showing me, but I'll probably start using the videos eventually and modifying it. But yeah, weightlifting, never done consistently. And everyone says, as you get older as a woman, weightlifting is the way to go.
I need to get back into it because there was the year of the pandemic and a little longer that I was going to high intensity training with Ross so early in the morning, 3 days a week, which like, honestly, I do not miss being tired at noon.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the one thing is that I was like starving by 8:30 a.m., which is fine because I got into breakfast. But then I would just be like, I was just a zombie like 3 days a week at like 1 p.m., which isn't good. But I would like to get back into it because I do go back and I'm like, oh, fuck it. Look at I'd never felt, it wasn't like I was doing it to be skinny and I wasn't like dropping a bunch of weight, but I was like, oh, I see definition in my arms and I felt like solid.
Yeah, that's the exciting thing. Like I'm excited to feel like I'm doing the babiest baby weights right now just to make
lighter than beans.
Like, well, basically like beans, like 2 pounds, 3 pounds weight. Like a beans on each side is what I'm starting off with just so I don't push myself too hard, too fast. But I'm very eager to like actually have like muscles. Like it's going to crack me up at the same time.
Are you going to take a before and after pic?
I don't. Well, yeah, I did take a picture the other day just to, to see. I did take a picture the first day that we started doing it because I do want to see like what kind of difference this makes. So we'll see. I don't know if I'll ever post that kind of stuff anywhere, but I'm just really excited also to have a structure of something to be accountable for every day. That's really big because the stuff in the treatment process, like obviously you're kind of chained to this treatment process and now the whole world opens up again and I'm like, shit, there's like too many ways in which I could do too many different things.
Yeah.
So to have this as a little bit of an anchor of, okay.
Consistency.
Yeah. And a little bit of structure. It's very exciting. So I'm
guys,
pumped.
Well, now you've inspired me. Originally, I put on a workout outfit, which, by the way, it's not the highest quality, but I ordered a bunch of work. I got influenced by Rachel Martino. and all her cute workout stuff. And I ordered like a bunch of these.
She looks strong.
She's so strong because she's getting married and she's getting into wedding shape. I can tell. You know what I mean? You know when you're like, wait a second, you're in crazy shape. Oh, right. You're engaged.
Did you get broken up with or, oh, you're getting married.
You've never been more in love or never been more heartbroken. That's when you're at your best shape. Hi, Larry. I got influenced because when I'm doing yoga, I don't want like my midriff. Like, you don't wear shirt. I wear like a sports bra and like, you know, high waisted leggings. And so I was like, oh, I don't want that like in little in between. So I'm doing one pieces. Old Navy.
Wow.
Because here's the thing.
Yeah.
I just needed something that's going to cover me up and see if it was going to work. And it worked.
Wow.
If anyone knows any local workout gear designers, let me know. But I got a couple of Old Navies and they've been doing me justice.
Nice. Navy.
I'm excited for your strength journey.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go because my stepmom got into town last night.
Yeah.
Because we are going to Madonna this weekend.
Oh my God.
So by the time you see me next week, well, we'll do this might get real before that. But by the time next week's podcast, I will have all kinds of stories about how late Madonna was.
Dude, after. So we talked about this at dinner.
Yeah.
And Elliot was talking about Carrot Top somehow that he follows Carrot Top online. Uh-huh. Literally, when we got back from dinner, he saw a video of Carrot Top saying, I had a great set tonight. And I finished and it's 10:45 and a friend of mine just said who's at the Madonna concert that she's just getting the show started right now.
I'm nervous. Look, I'm nervous because you know how old lady I've become. But also like my stepmom is, an older woman and lives normally 2 hours ahead in Texas.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm just nervous. Like, I don't know if we need to do like 9 p.m. espresso teenies.
Yeah, get her vodka Red Bulls for the night.
She's a white wine girly.
Oh, there you go.
But anyway, when we come back next week, I will tell you all about Madonna and also some science news I was going to bring up. I'll leave you with this. Astronauts may be able to make cement using their own pee.
Whoa.
So get ready for next week
for those details. we're going on a quick trip to Vegas and we'll be back. So
we're both having crazy weekends.
Yeah, can't wait. What a fun week.
Well, this got weird.
Yeah.